The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings, and here we are as a community to meditate together and sit and breathe together to wake up in a certain way, to wake up to the present moment, to be really here in our experience. And it's a rare thing that people sit quietly and allow themselves the possibility of being present in a full way, or to even want to be present enough to let go of their distracting thoughts and to really return here. And mindfulness of breathing is also involves a deep, deep intimacy with breathing, a familiarity with breathing, to really trust entering into the world of the body breathing in a deep way. And it's not just a simple mechanical function to breathe in. It in some ways involves the whole body or much of the body. And for most people who are practicing mindfulness of the body, there's often more of the body that can be included as part of the breathing. And so what I'd like to do for this morning to expand your familiarity with breathing is to kind of do a guided tour of breathing through the body to guide you to experiencing the impact of breathing, the physical impact on breathing, in more areas of your body than maybe the primary spot you attend to breathing. And, you know, I often instruct people to have a home spot, a place that they come home to with their breathing, where it's easy and predominant and most comforting or most useful to attend to breathing. It can be the belly, the movements of the chest, the air going in and out through the nostrils. But it's also valuable to kind of get a sense of the whole breath body and all the different ways in which the body responds to breathing. So to take a would it be better to say assume or to welcome your body into a meditation posture? In a posture that is for you the right posture to be both alert and to relax. And to gently close your eyes. And to begin this process of familiarity with breathing. Gently, maybe slowly, take a few long, slow, deep breaths, expanding the lungs as fully as you can without it being a strain. And a longer exhale than usual, maybe slower so it gets extended for much longer than you usually exhale. But again, not to cause any strain. Breathing in deeply, And as you do these deep breaths, feel the back rib cage, the shoulders, down into your hip joints. All along your spine, feel what happens there, the changes, the movements. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And now with a normal breath, how do you feel this through your body now? Are there areas that you're normally not aware of breathing that now you notice there's maybe very small movements, pressures? And then with a normal breathing, scanning through your body, and seeing what you can relax and soften. Relaxing the muscles of the face. Softening around any tension in the back of your head, down your neck. Feeling your shoulders as you inhale and relaxing as you exhale, releasing as you exhale. And maybe feeling the chest. Is there any holding of breath there or resistance to the inhales? Or holding back from exhaling all the way? Relax. Softening the belly. And then to begin the guided tour of breathing, I'll direct your attention to different parts of your body and feel what impact breathing has on that part of your body. Movement and pressure, release of pressure, anything at all. And if you feel nothing, that's okay. Feel no impact of breathing. Just gently be aware of that part of your body. And if it's easy enough, without making it a project, to relax or soften that part of your body as you exhale, you may do so. It doesn't make sense everywhere to do that, but if it makes sense. So to begin this guided tour of breathing, softening your belly, and experiencing any movement in your belly as you breathe. Any pressure and release of pressure. Anything that's pleasant or unpleasant. And there's no need to judge it or have preferences. In the guided tour practice, It's just to discover how it actually is. And as you feel the movements of your belly, feel it in the middle of your belly, kind of maybe just below the belly button. Feel it on the sides of your belly. Maybe you've been noticing what happens on the sides of your waist. And then bringing your attention up a little bit to the area maybe a couple of inches above the belly button. And feeling the movements there. Are the movements smooth or are they choppy? Are the breaths long or short? Deep or shallow? Whatever it is okay. And a little bit higher, become aware of the area of the diaphragm. Some people just kind of below the solar plexus. Spreading out to the bottom rib cage, including the sides of the body. Feeling the movements, expansion and contraction. And from the sides of your rib cage, moving up the sides, higher up towards the armpits. Maybe there's a subtle feeling of lifting as you breathe in and falling as you exhale. And then coming to the front of the chest, the middle of the chest. Feeling the sensations that are there as you're breathing. Sensations of movement. And as you exhale, to also remember to let go of your thoughts, your judgments, your commentary, whatever way you're experiencing your body breathing, assume that's the perfect way, that there's nothing wrong whatsoever. It's just how it is. And you are discovering it. And then to move up to the top of the chest. Maybe just below and around the collarbones. Maybe you feel lifting there and falling. And the collarbones out to the shoulders. Perhaps a small movements of lifting, falling, or a subtle pressure and release of pressure. And then up towards your nostrils. Perhaps you can feel, sense the air going in and out through your nostrils. Tingling vibration. Warmth and coolness. And how far back into the nose can you feel the sensations of breathing? Maybe even to the back of the throat. Do your nostrils move ever so slightly as you breathe? If you get quiet and soften your jaws, do you feel any variation in the jaws as you breathe in and breathe out? Moving your attention to the back of the neck, the vertebrae of the neck, and where the vertebrae meet the skull. And as you breathe, is there any movement, maybe wave-like movement, and then vertebrae of the neck, and even moving up into the skull, so the skull ever so slightly moves as you breathe. Your neck, the area of your shoulder blades, and the spine between your shoulder blades. The back rib cage. Any lifting and falling, expansion and contraction in the back rib cage. And what happens at the bottom of your back rib cage? Between the bottom of the rib cage and the soft tissue below it. To the small of your back. And then all the way down to your tailbone and sitting bones. Is there any alteration of pressure or hardness, release of pressure or softness? Any movement as you breathe? And now, see if you can notice some spot in your body where the inhale first shows itself. The first movement, the first sensations that indicate that you're starting to inhale. And that from that space, let your awareness travel with your inhale so the awareness spreads throughout this breath body as you inhale. All these different parts that you experienced in a relaxed, open, panoramic way, let your awareness travel with the inhale throughout the body. And with the exhale, let the awareness travel back to the place where the last sensations of exhale occur. Ride the inhale out towards the whole breath body. And the exhale, ride that whole breath body back to the beginning. Letting the thinking mind become quieter so you can really feel the sensations of the whole breath body here. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to take a few moments to appreciate your breathing. And when we do a breath meditation, you can just assume that you're breathing just right. There's no problems. It's just the breathing that we're using to develop our steadiness and our openness and our sensitivity of mindfulness. But as we practice, we might find that slowly over time, the breathing becomes freer, more relaxed, less held in check or limited. It might not seem so special while we're doing it, but then it becomes more clear when we enter into the world of people and relationships, how we begin to hold our breath. Keep our breath in check. If you want to have goodwill and have love and warmth, have a certain capacity of even intimacy with strangers, just a kind of presence with them. Returning to a relaxed, open breathing is a great support. We are less guarded when the breathing is relaxed and open. We are less resistant or anxious. And may it be that your familiarity with breathing supports you in staying present with others with your goodwill, with a generosity of heart, with kindness, receptivity, that you're better able to really listen and attend to people with your breathing relaxed and fluid and open. And may it be that we learn from our breath meditation how to offer better attention, better listening, a better connectivity to the people in our lives that we meet personally or through electronics or through even through our thoughts, and may it be that this breath meditation of ours supports us in staying close to that wish to bring a better world to others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be safe. And may all beings everywhere be free.